This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. The monastery on Sinia Island sheds new light on the history of early Christianity in the Persian Gulf. Iran on Friday marked the 1979 takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran, as its own country is facing nationwide protests after the death of a 22-year-old woman arrested by the country's morality police. It's suspected she was murdered for not properly covering her hair in public. Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 jet fighters, on Friday after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korea. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after a test fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. NASA officials on Thursday said the highly anticipated Artemis 1 moon mission will be challenging, but they stated they are confident in the upcoming launch attempt on November 14th. The SLS stack has been on the pad 3 previous occasions, but fueling test failures and Hurricane Ian have sent it back to the dressing room. Artemis 1 is the beginning of colonizing the moon by the end of the decade. The Astros lead the Phillies 3-2 in the World Series. Game 6 is late Saturday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Republican Representative candidate Pat Harrigan from North Carolina is accusing his opponent of political ads of lying and publicly displaying his home that has led to a shooting into his home, and also shots fired into his parents' home, landing a few feet from his children. Mr. Harrigan on Fox News Friday says desperation is leading Democrats to do anything to win the election.
It doesn't matter what he has to manufacture. He is willing to trade my security and my family's security to score political points, and it's reprehensible.
The conflict between Iran and her people continues with bloodshed and government crackdowns. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
As anti-government protests continue in Iran, the Iranian government has used security forces to stop the protests and killed over 270 people so far, while arresting more than 14,000. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his thoughts on the current anti-government protests in Iran and how the United States should respond on Fox Business.
Ought to be speaking loudly in support of those people on the street who literally have put their lives in their hands. This is an opportunity to make make a difference diplomatically and rhetorically by the United States, of course, we're not going to be threatened by Iran.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, don't forget, daylight savings time does end this weekend if you're in one of the states that participates. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. This is Bill Martinez, and we've got the one and only John Fleetwood from American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, it's Friday. Can't get better than
it
that.
It is. Exactly. It's Friday, and we're getting closer to, a day of reckoning with the midterm elections screaming at us. And I know many of us cannot wait for it to be over. I mean, all the point, counterpoint, propaganda. I mean, it's almost like every night I just want to take an extra shower because of all the manure that's flying out there as the Democrats are desperately grasping to do everything they can to avoid any kind of red tsunami that we're calling an American wave, not so much a red wave. We would hope that it would be American wave. That way we'd be unified as a united force against, against this political bureaucracy that continues to rob us blind.
Yeah, and Biden gave that, I'm sure you saw, Biden gave that speech on Wednesday, the primetime speech, that he talks about MAGA Republicans. They're evil. They're the problem. Didn't mention once border. Didn't mention once crime, inflation, supply chain issues. You know, things like gas prices and threat from China and education, military, police, fentanyl. Didn't mention any of that. The things that are actually causing problems for real average Americans. Instead, he's just demonizing an entire party. I was listening to Dinesh D'Souza's podcast this morning. He made a good point. I thought Biden's essentially removing democracy. I mean, he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course,
before democracy, but you demonize the only other party that has a chance of winning. So what? There's only one party in America now. It's very Mussolini-esque.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what they do. Brazil, they malign the opposition. Same thing going on there. We'll unwrap that a little bit more, but just touching on it. But all these countries, I mean, this is what they do. They malign their opposition to such a degree, they become less than. And what's so dangerous about all this, of course, is now, even a situation like what happened in San Francisco with Paul Pelosi, they tried to put the... the invader, Dave, what's his name? Papi or something?
DePap
or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've heard it pronounced several different ways, but they try to align him with MAGA because, he supposedly, he was quoted as saying that, where's Nancy? That may or may not have been the case, but somehow, the question of where's Nancy echoes from January the 6th. And we know that only MAGA people That's it that were in attendance for January 6th. There were no other outsiders. There's only MAGA people. And so that is something, that mantra is being associated with anybody that believes in, you know, an American First policy program.
Yeah. If anyone thinks there wasn't anybody else there, I mean, look up John Earl Sullivan, look up Ray Epps. I mean, there were obvious plants there. But the crazy thing to me, Bill, and you're putting your finger on this, whether it's Biden's speech, talk about demonizing MAGA Republicans, you go to Pelosi, they're connecting that with MAGA Republicans, even though this guy had like BLM regalia all over his house. He obviously had some mental problems, but he obviously aligned more with the left than the right. But then, Bill, this is what was crazy to me, is one of our writers, Susanna, at American Faith, pointed this out to me yesterday. She wrote a great piece on it, but she noticed that even international news was parroting the U.S. mainstream media reports that were backing Biden on, you know, MAGA Republicans. So what I'm saying is other countries were essentially repeating this mainstream narrative. So the media coverage of Biden's Wednesday address emphasizes focus on this negative influence of MAGA Republicans. And then what Savannah noticed was that the question, what is a MAGA Republican, was trending across search engines, even in other languages. And a search of international news sources showed that worldwide, that same Democrat message about supporters of Trump were widespread. Publications like BBC, Canada, CTV News, they carried the story of this, quote, misinformation in the midterms. Let me give you a couple examples. This is wild to me, Bill, because it's not just U.S. mainstream media. It's media across the world. I mean, if you look in Germany, for example, DW News, they reported that the future of elections could be at stake, and they were citing the polarization of liberals and conservatives and election deniers being a force among Republicans. Okay, so you go from Germany. Now look at the Sydney Morning Herald. They talked to their readers, said that Biden warned again about the future. There's that word again of U.S. democracy, saying that we're going down this path of chaos. You saw the same messaging in Channel News Asia, South Africa's News 24, the Times of India, democracy's in peril. Even Al Jazeera said democracy's on the ballot. So, Bill, it's not just as scary as all of mainstream news media, ABC, NBC, CBS, Associated Press, Reuters. It's also in all of these other countries. So this is not organic news. These are not independent news agencies. It's all being controlled and being centralized somehow.
So what are they going to do when there is an American wave? And conservatism is rebirthed in America. What are they going to do when that happens?
I think the implication is mainstream news is if they lost credibility in 2016, saying there's no way Trump's going to be elected, saying things like, oh, there's this Russia collusion, saying, oh, there's stuff inside Mar-a-Lago that shouldn't be, all of these lies that the mainstream media just repeats, they lost all credibility in 2016. Now, I think people are starting to wake up to see that this is an ubiquitous worldwide problem that now just mainstream news media in general, people aren't going to listen and pay attention anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, that you're exactly right. I mean, this is a setup, but you know, they're fighting, you know, with all these, I love it that all these media across the country around the world are buying into this narrative. That's what I'm saying, is that this will make the truth that much more impactful, John. That's what I see happening here, is that, you know, because we serve a just God. God's not going to be putting up with this stuff. This is out of control. Unless it's like, okay, it's Judgment Day and we're heading to the final chapter of the book of Revelation. Barring that, then, you know, God will find a way, as he always does, to intervene, and the truth is going to pulverize these people. Because right now, John, the Democratic Party is where I thought they were going to be after 2020, that that they were going to be so pulverized by reality that they were going to have to, you know, reconnoiter, get back together, you know, and readdress their platform policies if possible and reinvent themselves. If not, they're, you know, they're like dinosaurs mating, and you know, and they're desperately trying to hang in there right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's hope. There's hope for us, Bill.
Yeah, well, this is why the truth is so, number one, reliable and so powerful. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with John Fleetwood. John is the managing editor for American Faith. John, you know, you mentioned Dinesh D'Souza, and I liked a tweet that he reminded everybody, you know, all this big uproar about, you know, Republicans being deniers. And you and I have discussed this many times that, you know, when it comes to deflection and denial, the Democrats are 10-degree black belts. Republicans can't even go in the arena with them when it comes to, you know, shaming the other side and telling big lies. I mean, the Democrats got it down to a very sophisticated, well-practiced, well-honored, self-honored, I should say, you know, format and tradition. You know, and Dinesh writes that Democrats and Republicans don't share equal blame for denying election results. The Dems questioned 2016, 2004, and 2000 elections. The last time they collectively accepted a presidential result that they lost was in 1988. 2020 was the first time the GOP cried foul. Think about that. So here you've got this long, rich history of election denying going on, brought to you by the Democratic Party, who is in an uproar because the Republicans are questioning it. And we still, you know, they're not offering any evidence. That's the thing I'm questioning. Look at it. If you're so sure that the election was legitimate, show me the evidence here that, you know, can help me feel like everything's fine. Help not only me, but what is it now? Over 60% of the body politic is questioning the results of 2020, John.
Yeah, it reminds me of what Carrie Lake did. I think it was last week. I don't think it was this week. But she had these reporters come up and, you know, they're trying to tie her to election denial. And she's got one of her staffers there. Can't remember the guy's name, but, you know, kind of motions her over in front of all these cameras. You know, they're calling her out for quote-unquote election denial. So he calls over this 20-year-old staffer of hers, hands her this paper of this long laundry list of all the times the Democrats said that the election was rigged, whether it was, you know, Trump's being elected or even going as far back as Bush. When George Bush Jr. won, you had all the leftists,
right,
you know, saying that he stole.
Well, the hanging Chad controversy of 2000. Yes, right.
Exactly. So the idea that it's only the people on the right who are quote unquote denying elections, and it's not even that we deny an election. An election happened. Like, this is some weird term. It's just that we want things like voter ID. We want to make sure that that there was no fraud, right? Who wants that? Which side wants fraud? So the idea that this election, quote unquote, election denial is only happening on one side, it's a complete fabrication, a total lie. And it stinks because, Bill, I mean, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but they can get away with it. The media can get away with only painting the right as election deniers, even the left did it, because we have such short memories. We forget when Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton, you know, denied the election when they won. We just have short memories.
Right. Yeah, well, and the thing is that this is what the mainstream media, it counts on. It's what the Democrats count on, is that there'll be a short memory. This is why every time Joe Biden, you know, like he talks and he comes up with another whopper. But, you know, he got closer to the number of states in the union that he's president of than Barack Obama. Barack Obama said that he went to all 57 states, you know, back then. And Biden, you know, he just he needed more time. I mean, he got to 54.
Right.
I don't know if you caught that one, but, you know, it's like, please, you know, you're the president of the United States. I mean, both. What is it with the and this is Democrats. I mean, we don't hear about Republicans. I've never heard of a Republican, you know, miscounting how many states in the union. But now here we got, you know, what did Barack Obama and Joe Biden go to the same history class?
Well, he said two words, made in America. You know, I think they have a hard trouble counting, the left does.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, except when it comes to votes. Somehow they have a way of, you know, counting votes, and they've got it down, like I said, to an art form. I mean, they're the only party I know that can go to the graveyard and they'll raise people from the dead. And if they're a conservative, suddenly they vote Democrat. It's just it's an incredible miracle that takes place there, you know, at the cemeteries. And only the Democrats have the key to it.
Well, I have hope. I have hope that we can switch this around. I mean, I even saw, Gavin Newsom out there in California. He was saying that the left's totally lost the messaging. They've totally lost the narrative. And that's coming from a Democrat, you know, governor of California. So I think that
it's coming from a guy who's got presidential aspirations. That's what that statement was all about. You know, well, that. So that's what's going on.
And he denies it, of course. So we'll see. You know, maybe he's just a liar and he's lying about it right now, and maybe he will run later. But
he's running, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, 100%. He's running.
I'm going to make sure. Yeah. America.
And this is the same governor. Here's the governor. Isn't he one that just signed the bill that will? I mean, I don't know how they get this. They wordsmith that you can still do an abortion 28 days after the baby has been delivered. That's not an abortion. That's murder.
It is absolutely
right?
And they hide these things in these bills. You know,
yeah.
Where it's not obvious. They don't put on these bill right up at the top, you can kill a baby, you know, born 28 days ago. You can kill a 28-day-old human being. They don't put that at the top. They always hide it. And you've got to get in there and do some scrutiny. And that's what we try to do at American Faith, to highlight those things. There have been bills that, like the bill that you're mentioning, we've reported on at American Faith. But they hide it. They don't tell you what it's actually about. And I don't get why they're the party of death. It's this party on the left. They're endorsing war. They endorse abortion. They are critical of a nuclear conservative family where you've got one man, one woman, and some kids. They promote LGBTQ instead. They promote the gay and lesbian lifestyle. I don't get why they're. I do, in my opinion, as a Christian, but they're the party of death. They just want death.
Well, that's what happens, John. It's like we talked about this. The Democrats purposely made a decision to take God out of their party platform. And I remember when they did that at that convention, and the people, when they did a voice vote affirmation for it, it was obvious that the people didn't want it. But Antonio Villaraigosa, the then mayor of Los Angeles, was at the microphone, and he embarrassingly said, well, the eyes got it, and God, you know, he didn't summarize it, but it, essentially what it was, just like you said, you know, they always find a way of, you know, getting it through in the fine print.
Yeah.
But essentially what they did was they declared that God was not going to be part of the Democratic platform. All right, so you take God out, and we go back to what we talked about, the beginning of all wisdom. You want wisdom, you better start fearing God. The Democratic Party, since that time, you know, so we're talking, what, 2000? So for 22 years, they've taken God out of their platform, and look at the Democratic Party. Look at what's happened to the Democratic Party in the last 22 years. They have absolutely lost their minds. I mean, to the point that they sit there and they're telling people that, look, your kids belong to the schools. And drag queen story hour, that's more than acceptable. That is tolerable. And if you don't go along with that, then we're going to have the Justice Department, you know, come after, you know, just come after your kids, because you don't own your kids. You know, it's the teachers, it's the education, the public school system that control your kids.
Yeah, we're getting out to vote. You know, the red wave's coming, and that's good for us on the right, but don't get so pleased with that you just stay home and think someone else will do it. We got to get out and vote.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's good for all people. The Bible's clear, John. When righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. How has it been the last 2 years? I'm not hearing a lot of rejoicing, because righteousness is not reigning in our country. It is time for us to come back with full force to first principles, which means God.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
He said me too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside, unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Tensions mount on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, on Friday morning after tracking about 180 flights by North Korean warplanes inside North Korean territory. North Korea's rush of warplanes came after it test-fired about 30 ballistic missiles over the previous 2 days. An ancient Christian monastery, possibly dating as far back as the years before Islam spread across the Arabian Peninsula, was discovered Thursday on an island off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man, yes, the one and only, you know, Jordan Goodman. He joins us now to talk about all things financial and, you know, that I word, that thing that, you know, the government wants to use as some sort of a foil or, you know, kind of block our reason and understanding of what's going on. I mean, this inflation thing, Jordan, has kind of become a mysterious boogeyman that the government is hiding and keeping their incompetence away from us, from you know, from we the people understanding what they've been doing with our money.
But in 2 weeks, the people are going to get to speak because they see what's actually going on in the grocery stores and real life prices. So that inflation is driving everything right now. So next week on November 2nd, the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates again, probably another 0.75 point. And then they're going to have another meeting in December. They'll probably raise again maybe 0.5 point because they are, you know, hell-bent to get this inflation under control with the one tool they have, which is to raise interest rates. And that is hurting the stock market. It's making the U.S. dollar rise against foreign currencies, which is causing a lot of pain around the world. And the Biden administration has, they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, but it doesn't seem to be working too well so far.
What a delusion. I mean, Jordan, this is kind of, this would be like, you're playing in the Super Bowl, right? And one team just decides, okay, they're going to lay down and just let the other team just score like crazy. And then you know, after they've had their way, and now we're going in the second quarter, the team decides, okay, somehow they're going to try and do something about it after they've dug a big hole for themselves. So they put in a new quarterback who can't throw more than 5 yards, and he has an affinity to be consistent in throwing the ball to the other team instead of his own team members. Okay, yes. This is our government in action when it comes with dealing with recession. I mean, with the recession and inflation, is they are so incompetent they don't even know what game they're playing or how to win.
Yeah, they don't. And then also on top of all that, domestically, you've got the international situation where Russia continues. I mean, they're losing the war with Ukraine, but they're continuing to squeeze the West with oil and gas sales that aren't happening. People in Europe about to freeze because it's starting to get cold there. And there's just going to be an enormous pressure on the West to concede to Putin because they're so dependent on him for gas, which is Trump had said this was going to happen
exactly
a long time ago, and they just didn't listen.
Yeah, here you got Europe going to freeze, and then coming soon, especially to America and the East Coast. Look what happens up in the Northeast as well. The cost of fuel through the roof. People on fixed incomes. I mean, we've got pain here in River City that's on the horizon that we've never seen. I think it's been a long time since we've seen pain like this.
It's not only prices though, Bill. It's also availability.
Yes.
I mean, in New England, as you say, they do not have enough natural gas to make it through the winter. They just don't, just like in Europe. So at any price, you won't be able to do it. There are people going to be freezing to death in New England and other places where it's cold in the Midwest and so on as well. So it's a massive mismanagement. We did not have to go down this road. We could have produced our own energy and be energy independent as we were before and not have to be subject to seeing if we can get some more oil out of Venezuela, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, you know, who don't like us very much.
With some respect here, aren't we a little bit like the people of India that starve to death while cows are walking around? They got plenty of
similar
meat,
to that.
Isn't it? I mean, I don't mean to be...
Well, the difference in that, we had something we could do about it, and we still have something we can do about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
exactly, that's what I mean.
We're choosing not to, for environmental and climate change reasons, to price people out of being able to heat their homes and live, literally.
Right.
That's what's,
because the empirical evidence is so solid that you have to do this. You know, people have to suffer, they have to die, because the evidence is, is spouted by a teenager who is in need of serious therapy. She's controlling our energy policy. Seriously.
You're talking about Ms. Grunberg, you're talking
about.
Yes,
of course. Yes, the one and only.
Yes.
She just,
yes.
When she goes off the rails, I just want to hug her. Greta, come here. You need a hug, honey. Can I hug you?
But, I mean, this is serious. This really is serious. People dying and prices going up. And this is worldwide. I mean, this is happening in Japan. It's happening in Europe. Asia, all over the place. And the central governments are not able to do it. I mean, look at the places around the world. UK just they threw out Elizabeth Truss for complete incompetence, and they brought on this new person. Very shaky situation there. France, there are massive demonstrations, strikes going on all over the place. The whole place is like shut down. Germany is running out of fuel, and they're trying to look for coal to kind of keep themselves going in various ways. Ukraine's in the middle of this terrible war. Russia is losing, and everybody who's got a brain is trying to get out of Russia. Okay, China, the strongman Xi just put in all these hardliners and took out anybody who wants to grow the economy, and the Chinese stock market plummeted on that. So this is the major places around the world that we have going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. And what was Elizabeth Truss doing? Did she just pick up the playbook from Joe Biden and says, I'm going to follow Joe?
No. She has a very different playbook. I mean, her playbook was to cut taxes and increase spending. Okay, that's not Joe's playbook is to increase taxes and increase spending.
Just the opposite. Yeah, exactly. But still, I mean, it still got you to the same ridiculous place. I mean, there was nothing to back up what it was that you were implementing.
Total loss of credibility. The pound plummeted and interest rates soared. And she just couldn't stand that as well. So the new guy, this Rishi Sunak, was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and maybe he can get some stability there. But they lost a lot of credibility when they proposed this massive deficit, basically, to both increase spending on social programs and energy subsidies while they cut taxes at the same time. It was just a complete disaster. This is the shortest reign of any prime minister in British history, 44 days.
Did you see the lettuce meme that was going out?
What does the lettuce mean?
The lettuce meme, they were showing that a head of lettuce was going to last longer than the reign of Trump. Hysterical. But, you know, the only deal is that you got people here in America going, hey, look, I kind of like this form of government there in Britain, you know, because you can get rid of somebody in a matter of weeks when they're so obviously incompetent, you know, here in America. Well, we just got to keep on suffering, right?
That's true. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, just a minor sidebar here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you into the weeds there. But the other deal, too, was this report that was just released from the Treasury Department. $5 trillion of taxes is what they collected last year.
Right. Well, the deficit went down last year because the economy got better because we released things from COVID. And so the deficit was about $1.4 trillion last year compared to about $2.8 trillion the year before when we had the COVID shutdown. So, yes, a growing economy helps the federal budget. Now, the other thing that's happening right now is with interest rates much higher, that's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars more in interest to the Treasury. Remember, we had 0% interest rates for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And we don't
have
that anymore.
So that's going to get swallowed up real quick.
Exactly. We're paying 4.5% for two-year treasuries as compared to 0% 2 years ago. That's costing a lot of money. You know, when you're paying 4.5% on $31 trillion, that's real money, Bill.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, you know, so and it doesn't seem that Joe Biden has any ideas whatsoever to give you any kind of encouragement, Jordan. Are you hearing any? Am I missing something in translation says I should feel comfortable about Joe Biden's leadership?
We'll drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That'll solve everything until there's nothing left, which, of course, is playing right into Putin's hands. Right.
Again, I'm looking for good news. You're only giving me more bad news.
I'm just giving you the truth. That's all you get, Bill. Just the truth.
Well, that's what we want. The whole truth and nothing but. It's just like, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you don't get out and vote and do something in the midterm elections, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. We got the government that we deserve. Because we were not proactive in holding them accountable. Here's the opportunity to send a message, and then maybe, you know, what will echo through the beltway is the sound of the American people saying, can you hear me now, right?
That's the chance, correct. I mean, if the Republicans win the Senate and the House, they'll try to do something. Now, Biden has to go along with it. He may not. We may just have a total gridlock. But that may be better than some of the policies we've had going through lately.
There he is, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you. Or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You know, to be honest with ourselves, you know, there's moments in our lives when we feel a little bit out of control, right? There could be an unexpected illness of a spouse or a child, losing a job, facing the unknown of the future. So what do you do when it feels like you can't do anything about it? Here to talk about it is Tim Sanford. He's back with us, the clinical director of counseling at Focus on the Family. Hey, Tim, happy Friday morning to you. How are you?
Happy Friday, and I am doing well. Thanks, Bill.
Well, terrific. It's been a while, you know, but you're feeling good. This is great. We're away from those moments that, you know, all humanity will run into. It's inevitable. You know, these moments that will depress us and spin us out of control. So what is going on here, Tim?
Well, part of that is that's just normal life. Life will not be as much in control and nicey-nicey as I wish. Even here in the U.S., we have this illusion that life should go, is supposed to go, I deserve it to go nice and well all the time, and that's not real life, not really.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're exactly right. With all the possible things that could happen, you know, whether it's our kids, our job, and of course, right now we have a country that is each other's throat. It's it's more divided than ever. This is why my prayer for this upcoming election, Tim, frankly, is one that you know, people are talking red wave, blue wave. I'm saying, how about an American wave? How about if we in returning to first principles that puts God back on the throne? That we come together and remind ourselves of those foundational principles that started this whole enchilada to begin with.
Well, and I think how that ties in with this is, first of all, in here in the U.S., we worship control. I mean, think about it. On your car has cruise control. The building that you're in has climate control. Our assembly lines have quality control. We worship control, and I think we do as Christians as well, and so that's our right. And when we're in control, not that God isn't, but our focus is away from the God who is in control. And when he is in control, he may not turn it out the way I want it to, but he's still in control. And that's that part where when I accept that I don't have control over a lot of things, that's an act of worship back to my God that Amen. He is in control.
Unwrap that a little bit more, because you're touching on something that's really important here. Some people might say, well, you know, Tim, this is kind of a fine line. When am I in control and honoring God, and when am I out of control and honoring myself?
Okay, because, well, let's start with control. Define it. Control is when you are the only variable to the outcome, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means the only thing in the whole universe that you can control is yourself. That's right. It. You can't control your kids, your spouse, your friends, you know, the government, your employer. Now, we have influence over each other, and influence is when you're one of several or many variables to the outcome. So we have influence. That's good. We want to use that wisely, but control, I don't. And when I finally accept that I only can control me and other things may not go the way I want, that does several things. One, like I said, it brings me some calm and peace, mm-hmm. even in the midst maybe of pain or disappointment. I'm not trying to be angst and controlling things I can't, because you're always going to lose.
Right.
The other part is that is an act of worship and an act of faith to my God, who I am acknowledging by my sitting still that he is in control and he is my God.
This is a process that people of faith all are enduring, and we're at different points in the spectrum of that realization, aren't we, Tim?
Well, we are, and we have had these mindsets that because here in the U.S., I deserve to have control. I deserve, it's my right to have things go well. And the scriptures tell us, in this world, you'll have trouble.
Yes.
It's a broken world. And part of this is, in a sense, get over it. It is a broken world. Now, I have influence. I want to make my section of this world as healthy, as wise as I can. Okay. I'll raise my children as wisely and as best as I know how. That is my control. That is my responsibility. And then, like the ping pong game, once the ball crosses the net, it's not mine. I control my side of the table. I control how I respond, what I say, what I do, how I vote. I control that. And then once the ball crosses the net, I take that deep breath. I acknowledge that it's not mine, and I can sit in calm and peacefully.
And it is amazing when we're able to get to that place, right? Because you're exactly right. I mean, you find yourself consumed in God's peace that is beyond human understanding, especially when, you know, we're influenced by these outside agents, and they're plentiful these days, even to the point, as Jonathan Kahn would remind us of in his book, Return of the Gods. You know, you wonder, you go, wow, this is crazy demonic. But this is the choice you have to make. You're at that crossroads on a daily basis of, are you going to choose God, or are you going to choose these things? I mean, who is going to ultimately, you know, control your life? And this is an active choice and decision that we must make, right?
Well, it is. And there's a couple thoughts here with this, Bill. One is, I can be at peace in the midst of pain. Mm-hmm. They're not mutually exclusive. I can be uncomfortable. I can be in pain and still be at peace. The other part with this is because so much of our own angst, our own stress, our own frustration, we bring on ourselves.
Yes.
Don't look at the world around you. We bring on ourselves because we expect life to go the way I think it should. I think it's supposed to go this way, and it's not right, and I choose to not accept it if it doesn't go my way, and I can't. And we get so focused on the what I can't control, because there's a lot out there, by the way, and we lose sight of what I can control. One of our sayings in counseling is, Bill, do what you can, not what you can't. Because if
right.
you can't do anything about it, don't get all worried about it. Don't get all stressed. You can't. So take a deep breath. That part is God's. That part is the other side of the ping pong table. Take a deep breath, and then do the next good thing that's right in front of you.
That is great. I love that. And that what you're giving us here are some tools to manage anxiety and fear, because at the basis of all that, that's what we're struggling with, right? Exactly. And that's when, right? Because that's when the control mechanisms come into place. We stiffen up, and of course we know that once we do that, it actually slows things down. It doesn't speed things up. I know, like, one of the things that we're taught when, you know, we're playing golf is that you cannot be all tense trying to execute a swing, because the ball won't go as far. But if you if you're loose and relaxed, it's amazing what happens, you know, with that golf ball.
The more in control I try to be over things I can't control, number one, you'll always lose, okay?
Yes.
You are more uptight and tense, and you increase the chances of spinning further out of control, and you tied in correct. When we try to control things we can't, we become anxious. We do the what if, lions, tigers, bears, oh my. And the more stiff we get, the more we try to grab for control, the more we try to grab for the control, the more stiff we get, the more anxious we get. And we're living in this what if world. We're living in the reality of you can't control it. Take a deep breath, Bill. Accept it. Now, refocus onto what you can control.
Yeah.
It's a learned thing. We don't do it automatically. You're not going to get it just because you've heard this broadcast. We have to train our brains, transforming of the mind, the scriptures say, to how to be able to be at peace and calm and accept the control that we really, really don't have. That's what comes through to us.
Right. Well, this is all empirical, Tim. I mean, this is built into the universe. This is the way God constructed everything, right? I mean, we're like, you know, I keep using this example time and again because the Holy Spirit has showed this to me, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, you know, about defying, you know, gravity. It's like we're kicking at the goads. We're kicking at things that God has long established. It's not like God has to micromanage it. It's already in the system, isn't it?
And when you fight reality, you always lose, Bill.
Yes.
And that's where we get frustrated. That's where we get uptight. That's where we get anxious. That's where we get stressed. And we bring those physiological as well as even physical ailments on ourselves. So and again, we're not taught here in this culture to relax and accept things that we can't control. We're control freaks. We worship control. And so we have to learn. We have to have our minds transformed in this category by the scriptures as well.
Yeah, we're back to that saying that some organizations have used. You know, God grant me the serenity, right, to accept the things I cannot change. And we may voice that mantra, but it's the application. It's understanding. How do you do that? How do you become proficient in the very things that you've been pointing out to us, Tim? And what you're saying is that it is a process. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but at least if you're mindful of it, then you know that, hey, look it, I got that right, until you get the next one wrong.
Right. And we can grow and get better at it.
Right. And the other thing is we can help one another. And this is why, you know, this is a good thing, because as you get it down, you're going to teach it to your kids are going to teach it, you know, to their friends, and it just keeps spiraling, because the fact of the matter is that when we do this appropriately and according to God's plan, everybody wins, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And especially
they're more sane.
Exactly. And that's what we want for this holiday season as we're coming into it. We want sanity. We want peace on earth. Right, Tim Sanford?
Yes. Yes, we do.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Tim Sanford, who is the Director of Counseling at Focus on Family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
www.thewinemakers.com.